MTV Cast.
Yes, MTV, this is Hal Russell calling up from Pinedale. I kind of wussed out and got a motel last night. but it sure is nice to get cleaned up. I was needing to get my bike looked after here at A to G hardware store with my friend Dale. So I biked her on in late last night and got here and get all cleaned up. And what was really cool coming in, probably 6 or 7 miles outside of Pinedale, and there's some irrigation ditches, a lot of water. I usually come through there at night, so it don't been a long time since I come through there in the daytime. But all of a sudden, it looked like a horse come running right out, probably, I don't know, 5 or 10 feet from me. Splash water kind of all over me, and dang, it was a big bull moose. That's pretty exciting, dang. I mean, that was pretty cool. And then just trotted down the road in front of me, and I'm going a fair little clip, and I just followed it for a way, and then it splashed back off into the water in the dark. But I probably followed it a couple hundred, 300 yards, so that was pretty neat. And but those kind of unexpected things out here, really. I'm just an old guy paddling along, just trying to keep my top blue, but those things are, man, it's just pretty cool. But I'm doing all right, I think. And just paddle along. But anyway, don't have much else to say. I'm looking forward to getting something to eat here in a minute and getting cleaned up. Been cold out that night, but it's pretty neat. I'm kind of checking ahead. Watching the racer in front of me, I guess there's a lot of mud and snow here in Colorado somewhere. And I admire the front runner men. They don't have much with them sometimes. And I just admire everybody out here going at this however they do. And keep in touch, and my phone's full of messages and everything. I just don't have time to overwhelm to try to read them all. As soon as I get home, I'll catch up. I just really appreciate everything. So anyway, I'll talk to everybody later. Hey, thank you. Bye.
Hey, it's Peter rolling out of down north, out to take on Indiana Pass. I'm sure my body will be feeling it on this one. I had a pretty good day yesterday to follow up a really big day for me the day before. Really enjoyed Marshall Pass, as always, one of my favorites. Kind of a gentle grade and wraps around the mountain so you can see over to where you've come from. Man, these midday to late evening headwinds and crosswinds are relentless. From sergeants to, I can't even remember. Just kind of really slows you down and wears you down a bit when you're crawling so slowly on semi-flat ground. Yep, made it into Del Norte late last night. Kind of these last two nights was just kind of riding through the day and checked my cues and my resupply notes and all that. And it looks like there's a chance that I can get into a town and maybe get a bed. So then I kind of hammer the last third of a day and make it in late. Won't be doing that tonight. Probably an easy day today. Probably stop before 11. That double track between after you do a little bit of climbing after where you can keep going to get to Lagarita. Once you get to the top there, you turn onto some double track, and that was so fun at night. You could really just put some stakes in the middle, and it would be a pretty cool dual slalom course. I would love to ride that on a unloaded bike. Yeah, no real plans for exactly where to stop today. I'd probably maybe get to New Mexico. That'd be cool. Not really sure what good camping options there are, so I might just fall asleep on the side of the trail. Yep. Talk to you later.
Hey, Justin Heckman here. First time calling an MTB cast. Just made it to Pinedale yesterday. I went over Togarty and Union Pass. They dosed out a healthy dose of adversity for us, kind of like climbing a mudslide. It was a rough day, but we're ready to move on to Atlantic City and tackle the basin. We'll see you later. Bye.
Hey, Tour Divide Dot Soccers, John Schilling here, checking in from Pinedale, Wyoming. Just got a full belly of pancakes, bacon, and eggs. Ready to go stock up on some water and food and make the big push today. Hopefully the winds cooperate. They're looking like they might be a little sideways. But anyway, it is what it is. Just keep pushing on. Yesterday was pretty much a beat down and a half, but got through it and salvaged a pretty good day in spite of it all. Anyway, having fun out here and looking forward to seeing what comes up next. I got to go hose off my bike since it's covered in mud. Later.